The deal, initially valued at more than $21 billion, is the second largest in Minnesota history. It's the latest in an accelerating wave of consolidation in the financial services industry. The merger creates a banking and financial services franchise extending from California to Ohio, with little overlapping operations. Jerry Grundhofer of Firstar compared the match to a fairy tale.
We both complement each other in our strengths and our challenges. We get more scale in the businesses where we have strength, and in the businesses where we both need are challenged, we get help. It couldn't be a better fit.
Jack Grundhofer, head of U.S. Bancorp, left little doubt that his bank's challenges were a major factor behind the merger. He told investors and reporters the bank needs to be bigger to make necessary investments in technology, but he said it was taking longer than expected to grow after problems in the consumer and small business banking arena, problems that hurt U.S. Bank's stock price, which in turn made it impossible to grow by buying another bank.
And the conclusion from these things was that we should look at combining with a partner where we would have those strengths that we were lacking.
Talks got underway after Jack Grundhofer called his brother Jerry last month. The new company will combine Firstar's reputation for strength in consumer and small business banking with U.S. Bank's profitable, fast-growing specialties such as investment banking and corporate credit cards. Investors have speculated about the prospect of the two banks combining for a long time. The complementary businesses and geography made a good business case for a deal, with the Grundhofer's brotherly ties adding human interest. Jerry Grundhofer will be president and CEO of the combined company. Jack will be chairman until his planned retirement at the end of 2002. Banking industry analyst Jay Tejera of Reagan McKenzie says the two have worked together before, earlier in their careers, and they have a similar approach, though differing styles.
Jerry is much more of a motivator and a cheerleader. It is very easy to like Jerry Grundhofer. Jack is kind of guy that you'd want in a foxhole with you, but he's just a tougher kind of individual. And as he was joking, Jerry was his mother's favorite son.
The combined company will be the nation's eighth largest bank by assets. Industry consolidation has cost Minnesota the headquarters of several major financial services companies, including the new Wells Fargo, GreenTree Financial, ReliaStar, and just last week, Dane Rauscher. And Tejera says U.S. Bank's future as a Twin Cities headquarters firm was not guaranteed.
That headquarters, that name, that all the ripple effects that go with it could have migrated to another market. U.S. has one of the top two or three franchises in the country, and that certainly attracted Firstar. It would have attracted anybody, and those headquarters could have gone anywhere.
Combined, the two banks employ 12,000 in Minnesota. With an extremely tight labor market and protracted cost-cutting, officials say they expect minimal layoffs and that the Twin Cities may see a net job gain. However, some Twin Cities bank branches likely will be sold off, 10 to 15 by one estimate, to avoid antitrust concerns. And while there's much for Minnesota to cheer in the deal, investors grumped. Shares of Firstar dropped 10%. Banking industry consultant Bert Ely says investors may be disappointed on both sides of the deal.
The Firstar is overpaying, and then on the U.S. Bancorp side, a sense that this transaction was not the best deal for U.S. Bancorp stockholders. In fact, one of the things that's going to be interesting is to see if any shareholder suits get filed over this deal.
Observers say it's unlikely the deal will fail. If it goes through, Minnesota will have come out on top in a merger that could have cost the state a key corporate asset. I'm Bill Catlin, Minnesota Public Radio.